third parak of Rosh Hashanah, Mishnah Chet Vav. Shofar shenizdak, shofar that cracked in half, the divikoy, and you glued it together, posel. It is posel. Shofar has to be like a natural shofar, is a natural tube. Once it was cracked, it doesn't have to glue back together again. Even if it started cracking a little bit in the length of it, it's already posel, because we're concerned the crack will open up more. The crack was in the other direction, in the width, then as long as it's a minority of the shofar, it's alright. Nikav v'sosmoy im'akav satkiya posel v'imlav kosher. If it had a hole in it and they stopped up the hole, then if the fact that you stopped it up changed the sound of the tkiya, it is posel v'imlav kosher. So the question is, what exactly are we talking about? So there's a few conditions in order for it to be kosher. First of all, you have to, if you have a hole in the shofar, you stop it up. You have to stop it up with the shofar. You can't stop it up with some of the material. Number two is you have to have a smaller hole. It's the minority of the shofar, not the majority of the shofar. Number two is that it goes back to the same coal that it had before it had the hole in it. Now, we pass in the Bishas HaTchak, as long as the majority of it was intact and you stopped it up with the same min of the shofar, a piece of shofar you heat it up and stuck into place and it fit into place, then even though the steamer did change the sound of the shofar, it is kosher. Yeah, if you were seisim it with something else, not with shofar, piece of wood or whatever, then it's only kosher if it went back to its original sound. If you left the hole open, then it depends where the hole is. If there's less, the minimum size of a shofar is four gudlim, four thumb widths, finger widths. So if the hole was within those four gudlim, in other words, you didn't have a full shofar up to that point. Yeah, and also, so once again, so the mice, if you only had a hole and you left it the way it was, even if it was within those four gudlin, and it also changed the coil of the shofar, it is kosher. Why? Because the shofar wasn't cracked in half. Mitzad Hasheni, you didn't add something to the shofar which is changing the sound of the shofar. So the kids said it's better to just leave the hole the way it is than to fill it up, because it gets very complicated if you're filling it up. We're talking about a hole and not a crack, because we said before, a round hole, we assume the hole was punctured and it will stay the way it is. If you have a crack in it, we're concerned the crack will open it up and therefore it will be possible.